Well, we're very happy to be here with you. I apologize for the short notice. But I was sitting in my living room, when was it, day before yesterday? And I felt impressed of the Lord to ask Brother Jamal to call to see whether or not we would be able to come in this morning. I don't know that we will have another chance. Our schedule is filling up very quickly. So we are very happy to be with you this morning. Praise the Lord. And I would like my wife Nancy to come and to greet you. She probably has something that she would like to share with you before we get into the Word. So praise the Lord.
Well, praise God. It's so good to be here.
Amen.
You know, what does God say in His Word? He said, forsake not gathering together. You know, God is looking for us to spend time with Him every day, not just on one day. But there's something when we gather together that we won't get when we're by ourselves. You know, the Bible says that one might have a song. One might have a verse. You know, as we gather together, we can bless one another as we join together. Just one verse I'd like to leave with you is Psalms 22:3. It says that God inhabits the praises of His people. There is a strength in praise. We have a song we sing. It says, it's amazing what praising can do. So there's a praising God is asking of us, not just when we're happy.
እዚያብየረን ማመስገን ማለት እዚያብየረን ለእዚያብየር መዘመር ማለት ደስተኛ በመሆን በማንሆንበት አይለካም ሁሉ ጊዜ እንዘምራለን.
Not when just everything is all so wonderful.
ሁሉ ነገር ጥሩ መልካም በሆነበት ጊዜ ብቻ አይደለም እንዘምረው.
But God is looking for us to praise Him in all the trials and tribulations.
በመከራችን በስቃያችን ሁሉ ውስጥ እግዚአብሔር በዛ መልሰን እንድናመሰግነው ይፈልጋል.
So let's praise Him. Let's not
እናመስግነው.
Let's not lose our vision, our focus. But let us be a people that the light shines for.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to pray before we begin. Father, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity. You see the various people that are here. You see each and every individual circumstance. You see the ups and downs. The high points, the low points. You know the tribulation. You know the place that each and every one that is here this morning is in. And Father, I know that the word that you have given me to speak to them is a word that will touch them. It will bring them hope. To some, it might even bring deliverance. Father, for I know that it is not in the words that I speak, or the way that Jamal would translate them. But it says that the words that Jesus spoke were spirit and they were life. They had the ability to go through the darkness of sin and degradation, of frustration and desperation, of futility and defeat and failure. My God, there is nothing in this world that can encapsulate us that the Word of God cannot penetrate. And Father, so we loose that power this morning. We loose it in the name of Jesus. And we ask for your presence. Hallelujah.
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 Can you say amen?
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen like you mean it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I have a word for this little sister right over here. God is aware of your circumstances. Talking to you. He's aware of the trouble, the tribulation. He is aware of all of the things that are pressing and that are pushing. He's aware sometimes of the confusion that comes upon you. He's aware of the desperation and the fear. Feeling of defeat and failure that rushes in like a flood to surround you, to inundate you, and to bring you down into depression, defeat, and failure. What God wants to tell you this morning is that He will never leave you, that He will never forsake you, no matter how difficult the circumstances are, no matter how it seems like the devil is in charge and is ruling over your circumstances, that God, the Almighty, Omnipotent, all-powerful God, He is there in the midst of your trouble. He is there in the midst of your fire. He is there in the midst of the circumstances working to deliver you, to heal you, and to bring you to a higher place than Him. So forsake not the Lord, nor think in your heart that God has left. Because God, He cares, He loves, and He will perform and He will do, and He will bring forth to the end the promise that He has given you to deliver you and your household. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I serve a living God.
Amen.
I don't know what you serve, but what I know what I serve. And what I serve is a living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I rise up in the day, He is there to greet me. And every situation and circumstance that happens during the day, He's there Spirit to talk with me and to tell me and to instruct me. Hallelujah. And when I lay my head down on the pillow at night, God is there. He is working and He is moving to bring to fulfillment the promise. Hallelujah. That He gave me in the reality of when I was born again. Hallelujah. And as I close my eyes and I drift off in unconsciousness, God is there standing watch over me. Hallelujah. That is the living God that I serve. That is the living God that God wants to be to you as a people. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. I have a scripture that I want to share with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am not one of those preachers that gets into the Bible and tries to figure out what I'm going to preach to you on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. I am not one of those preachers. I don't have a filing cabinet that I can go into and pull out a sermon if I don't have one. Hallelujah. I'm not one of those kind of preachers. Hallelujah.
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 When God called me as a young man many years ago, He said to me, if you will open your mouth, I will fill it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God has never failed me. And in the 40 years that I have been walking with God, God has never, ever, ever failed me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the message that comes, it may have been speaking about what had been spoken before, but the message is always new. The message is always fresh. Hallelujah. And the message is for you. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? I don't know you. I don't know your circumstances. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are, who you are, and what you want. Hallelujah. But God knows. He knows everything about you. He knows if you're in rebellion. He knows if you have a stubborn spirit. He knows if you have a proud spirit. Hallelujah. He knows if you are cast down. He knows if you are being vexed and tormented by devils. God knows it. Hallelujah. And the God that I know that knows is a caring God. He does not want you to be in that position. He does not want you to be in that condition. He wants you to know. Do you hear me? He wants you to know that He cares for you personally, individually. He wants you to know. Hallelujah. That He is a God that is as real and as real in entity and personality as the person that is sitting next to you. But only unlike that person sitting next to you, God is immortal. God is omnipotent. God is omniscient. Hallelujah! God is a God that has the capacity to create heavens and earth. That God wants you to know Him. Did you hear me? He wants you to know Him as He knows you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not a matter of coming into a building and sitting down and hearing a message. Hallelujah. It's a matter of getting up with the message. Hallelujah. That God has brought to you. Because what God has brought to you is not words. Do you hear me? You come in here with an empty bag. You go home with a full basket. Hallelujah. 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 Hebrews. Hebrews. Hebrews, the first chapter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says in chapter 1, verse 1, God, who in sundry times, in diverse manner, spake to us in times past unto the Father by the prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
ዓለማትን በፈጠረበት በልጁ በዚህ ዘመን መጨረሻ ለኛ ተናገረን።
ሃሌሉያ። Have in these last days spoken to us by his son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he hath made the worlds.
ዓለማትን በፈጠረበት በልጁ በዚህ ዘመን መጨረሻ ተናገረን።
Listen. Who brings the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, set down at the right hand of majesty on high. Hallelujah. 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 Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a job description that is being recorded and rehearsed for yours and my benefit. Hallelujah. When it says that Jesus was created, hallelujah, a little lower than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hallelujah. We are talking about the position of the Son. We are not talking about the position of the man. We are talking about the position of the Son. Hallelujah. Turn with me to chapter John chapter 1. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus, right? Talking about Jesus, right? Yes. Yeah. Yes, he's talking about you too. Come on. He's talking about you too. Oh yes. Turn with me to John chapter 17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now remember, John said, hallelujah. John said that he was the Word. Huh? What did John say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. John chapter 17, verse 14. And I, Jesus, have given them thy Word. What Word? What Word? What Word did he give them? The Word that he was in the beginning. Hallelujah. Before the worlds were. Hallelujah. He says, I have given them thy Word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Hallelujah. The Word had the power of transformation.
Amen.
Do you hear garment. The word that was in the beginning created the heavens, the earth. It created the things that are in the earth. The word that was in the word in the beginning. Hallelujah. Created the entirety of the universe that we now know of. Hallelujah. So in that aspect of the word, in that way of the word, the power of creation, hallelujah, resided in the fullness of what it could be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it says that the word, he was the word, and that he came with the word, and by the word all things were created. Hallelujah. And then he turns around and says, I have given it to you. Do you know what you have? Do you have any idea what you've got when you receive Jesus Christ? When the blood comes into your life, you are born again. Let me walk. Hallelujah. Do you know what happens? Hallelujah. When you receive the blood of Jesus Christ and you become born again. Hallelujah. You get born out of mortality. You get born out of infirmity. You get born out of helplessness and desperation. Frustration and all of those things that bring you into the darkness of hell and damnation. Hallelujah. God gives you the power of creation. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? How did you think that Peter could walk down the street? And as he's walking down the street, his shadow is falling upon the sick and the lame and the maimed, the blind. And I believe some of them were even dead. Hallelujah. What happened? What happened? They were healed. They were delivered. No words. No action. I don't even know if Peter knew what was happening. Just the fact of his shadow as it went across somebody, they would be healed, delivered, or resurrected. Power of creation. Power of Shekinah God. Hallelujah. My God, he said to them, hallelujah, I have given them thy word. The word brings a division. The word brings a separation. The word brings a variance between things and people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because that is what is in the world. That is darkness. And that darkness that does not want to know about redemption. That darkness does not want to know about salvation. Hallelujah. That darkness does not want to know. Hallelujah. About the power of creation. Hallelujah. And so therefore it wants to destroy the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Say amen. Hallelujah. It says the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world. My God. he says there, I pray, Father. Now this is Jesus. This is Jesus praying. Do you think he prayed for the moment? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean when I say pray for the moment? Do you think he was just praying for that moment? For those 12 disciples that were there? Or was the prayer that he was praying a prayer that would go forth out of his mouth, out of his being, out of heaven? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Come on, do you believe it? I don't think so. I don't think you believe it. I don't think you believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I pray that thou shouldest not take them out of the world. What did he say? That must be a mistake. I pray that they shouldest not take them out of the world. Can that be possible? Do you think he really meant that? Do you think he really meant what he said? Huh? Then why is the church telling me that I'm going to be taken out? Why is the church telling me that I'm going to escape? Hallelujah. There is something wrong with the theology of the church and the theology of the Bible. Hallelujah. And if God does not want me to leave, and I do not believe that God wants me to suffer indefinitely, hello? I do not believe that God wants me to be always in pain in my current environment. Hallelujah. My environment always on top of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My environment always pushing me down. Hallelujah. I don't believe that God would leave me in that kind of condition. Hallelujah. So God has to do something about me. Did you hear me? God has to do something about me. God has to do something not about my environment. My environment is not important. It doesn't make any difference if I got money in my pocket. Doesn't make any difference if I got a roof over my head. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It doesn't make any difference if I have shoes to wear. Hallelujah. Doesn't make any difference if I have food to eat. Hallelujah. God said, I have food to eat that you do not know of. Jesus went, his disciples went looking for bread. And when they came back, he wasn't hungry. Hallelujah. He just got up from the dining table of God. He says, my food is doing the will of the Father. Hallelujah. To God.
Hallelujah.
If he's not interested in my environment, he has to be interested with my environment that is inside. Hello. Hallelujah. He has to go inside of me. Did you hear me? He has to go inside of me. God has to come inside of me. Hallelujah. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
hallelujah,
the church tells you you're just not going to hell. they tell you you're going to heaven.
Hallelujah!
They don't tell you anything about the God that is coming inside of you. Hallelujah! If I'm sitting down, if I'm sitting down in the midst of trouble, trouble all around me, trouble on top of me, I'm born again, I have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, am I really in trouble? Am I really in trouble?
Hallelujah.
There's no trouble when my eyes are focused upon Him. When I have the reality of Him in the midst of my trouble, how can I be troubled?
Hallelujah!
God said to the devil, have you seen my servant Job? Do you know the story of Job? How many of you know the story of Job? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Job is not a story of a historical man. Though Job was historical and he was a man, and he lived as a man, hallelujah, he was a type. He was a shadow. He was a drawing or an illustration that God was making so that we might know. What would happen when a man walks with God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Job. God was bragging on Job. He says, have you seen my servant Job? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Job had a relationship with God. First thing in the morning, he would put his altar. He would bring his sacrifices. He would light the fire. And he would go through the worshiping of a living God. Hallelujah. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, Job down on his face before God. Hallelujah. No Holy Ghost. No blood of Jesus yet shed. And yet the man was totally, absolutely righteous. Do you know that when I stand before God's judgment seat, you know who's going to be there? Job. And I'm saying, sorry God, I couldn't do it. God's going to look at me. And then he's going to look at Job. And then he's going to look at me. And he's going to say, Job did it. Job didn't have what you have. Why couldn't you do what Job did? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We have to believe the word of God. When you are born again, you're not just saved from heaven. I'm saved from hell. You're not just saved from hell. Hallelujah! You have the totality of creation inside of you. You were not born of the flesh. You were not born of the will of man. You were not born because of carnal desire. You were born because of the will of God. Hallelujah! And His desire to redeem you out of the pit of hell. Hallelujah! The Bible says, though I make my bed in hell, thou art with me. Hallelujah. Do you hear it? God doesn't want you out of hell. God wants you in the midst of hell so that the God inside of you can begin to permeate and to radiate out of you and begin to destroy hell.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear it?
Hallelujah.
We're saying, oh God, get us out of trouble. Oh God, give me more money. Oh God, give me more health. Oh God, give me this. Oh God, give me that. Bigger church, bigger car, more congregation, bigger offerings. Hallelujah. More power, more power, more glory. Give me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God doesn't want you to say, give me, He wants you to say, what can I give to you?
Brethren,
there's always something you can give. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
There's a story in the Bible. I'm not talking about money. Don't get carnal. Now some people would stop and take an offering. I don't care about the offering. Hallelujah. What I care about is your soul. What I care about is your destiny. What I care about is your knowledge that you might know this God. Boom. Who breathed into you and you were born again. There's a story in the Bible that illustrates what I'm saying. And it uses the example of the widow and the Pharisee. They both come into the temple with their offering. Brethren, I am not talking about money. Do you hear me? Money has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. It's your ability to live. And what you do with it determines at the end of the day whether you're thinking you're rich and poor and have covered with good raiment, are poor, miserable, and blind. It does not deal with money. Hallelujah. Rich man comes in and just lavishes. He clinks down the coins so everybody can hear. Little beggarly woman comes in with her little bitty mite. Sneaks in because she's so ashamed. Doesn't want to be seen. Don't want people to know. Hallelujah. And she lays her little offering down on the table. Hallelujah. God saw it. God saw it. God commended the woman and condemned the man.
Hallelujah.
How much more shall I stand before God? Do you know what's going to happen when I stand before the judgment seat of God? That little woman is going to be standing on the other side of me. Hello?
Hello?
She's going to be standing. And I'm going to say, well, I just couldn't give it. How can I say it in the presence of this woman? Hallelujah. How could I say it? I had 2 coins in my pocket and I wasn't even willing to give God one. Much more to say to give Him the 2. Hallelujah. We are not talking about money. We're talking about life. We're talking about our position of responsibility before God and what it is He expects of us. I'm talking about our positions and our place. I'm talking about our inheritance as sons.
እንደ እግዚአብሔር ልጆች ከእግዚአብሔር ስለሰጠ የልጅነት ስልጣን ነው ማወራችሁ
You know, I don't know about you. I am not satisfied with just being Christian. I don't want to be just Christian. I don't want to be just born again. I don't want to be just filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I want to be a son. I want to be a son. And let me tell you something else, brethren. We're not all going to share in the same reward. Hallelujah. And you're not going to know what kind of reward you got until at the end of the day and the rewards are being laid out, are being handed, are passed out. Hallelujah. It's not what you do out here.
It's
what you do in here. Did you hear me? Not what you do out here, it's what you do in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He says, I have given them thy word. You're getting a word this morning. Hallelujah. You're getting a word this morning. A word that has the ability to change the totality of your being. Hallelujah! A word that has the ability to translate you out of the land of Ethiopia into the realm of God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
I pray that thou shouldest not take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from the evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God does not leave you defenseless. God does not leave you in a vulnerable position. One of the things that He gives you is your baptism in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? That has the ability to speak directly to God. You know, in the President's office of the United States, there is a red phone. And that red phone is hooked to various nations and capitals of the world. And the president can pick up that phone and he can talk directly to the prime minister of Russia, the prime minister of Ethiopia, the prime minister of Scotland. He has a direct line. Hallelujah. We think the Holy Ghost is given to give us these little things that run up and down our arms. We think that the Holy Ghost has been given to us that we can lay hands on people and pray for them. We think that the Holy Ghost has been given to us for the purpose of commanding and demanding, of naming and claiming. Hallelujah. We devalue God. Did you hear me? We devalue God. Hallelujah. God gave you the Holy Ghost for one reason. One reason. And that reason is that you might know the truth.
Amen.
If you were getting no truth about God, and you're not understanding the truth about yourself, there will be no change. You will come to church. You will pay your offering. You will shout. You will clap. You will dance. And you will walk out the door the same as what you walked in. Hallelujah. You devalue God. Hallelujah. When God gave you the Holy Ghost for one reason and one reason alone. It's in John chapter 14, by the way. We're talking about John chapter 14. Where God said, I must go so that I can send another. He said, I will send you the Comforter. He will comfort you. And He will speak to you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of the things the Holy Ghost does that most of us don't let Him do most of the time is to search the innermost parts of our hearts. In those dark places that we don't want anyone to know about. In those things that we think that we would not be wanting to share with anyone. God sends the light of His Son into the midst of our being. And He does, and He turns around and with it what He says and begins to speak directly to God. He says, Father, this son needs help. He has this problem, and it's overwhelming him. God, Father, I'm coming to you and asking you to release your power of resurrection. Hallelujah! To loose your power of healing in the midst of his mind. Hallelujah! We are damaged in our mind. We are damaged in our emotions. Hallelujah.
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 The environment that we grow up in that produces wounds and it produces scars and sometimes it disfigures us and sometimes we become minus a limb in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what a paraplegic is? Paraplegic. I'm gonna tell you what it is. I don't know if you have a word. It is a man. Or a person. That has lost the ability of two limbs. The mobility of two limbs. Oftentimes the legs or the arms. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see a lot of paraplegics in church. Oh yes, I see a lot of paraplegics. They can't get their arms up above this place right here. They can't go like this. I see a lot of paraplegics that have lost the ability of their limbs, their legs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They can't dance before the Lord. They can't move in the Spirit of God. Some way, somehow, they have been damaged. Sometimes it's a damage of pride. Of they don't want to be conspicuous. Hello. Hallelujah. Some of the things that we now don't go around judging everybody that don't raise, that doesn't raise their hand. Just because you don't raise your hand doesn't necessarily mean you're paraplegic.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's something that Jesus said that we as a people of God should take heed to.
Jesus
said, I say nothing unless I hear the Father say it. Boy, when we come to church, a lot of times we wouldn't hear much of anything. You that are preachers. You that are preachers, I'd like to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a meeting and nobody's doing anything? And you're sitting in your chair knowing something should be done, but nobody's doing anything? How hard is it just to sit there and be quiet? Pretty difficult. If you're a preacher, take it out of church. Take it out on the street. Take it into your home. Somebody comes to you and they begin to talk to you. And as they're talking to you, something inside of you is rising up that wants to talk back. How hard is it to be quiet? Sometimes it's impossible. You know you shouldn't say it. And you don't want to say it. But you say it anyway. Hallelujah. And once you said it, you're sorry you said it. But you won't tell anybody that you're sorry that you said what you said that you shouldn't have said in the first place. Hallelujah. You know, you as an Ethiopian, you're very aggressive. You're very aggressive in conversation. And you always have something to say about everything. No, don't get angry with me. What was it? We were somewhere. We were in the car. Something happened between us and somebody else or something. I don't remember what it was. But somebody on the street came over. The people in the car came over. And the other people out of the other car got out of the car. All of them got out of the car. And everybody began to talk about what it was that happened and what one should do about it. In the States, we said everybody's a chief and there are no Indians. Yeah. Is it true? I see it every day. I walk down the street and it's not just you, it's any and every ethnic origination of people because we have the world inside of us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God gave you the ability to be born again, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to give you the power and authority over your ethnic origin. Many years ago, my first missionary trip, I went to a little place called Iceland. For somebody who doesn't like cold, Iceland would not have been the place that I would pick, but God told me to go. And God sent me to Iceland. Not that I might know the Icelandic people, but that I might find out about me. My goodness.
Hallelujah.
Everything about the situation in Iceland, everything about it was contrary to me. The food that they ate, the clothes that they wear, the weather and around them, their habits, and the food, that the things that they would do, everything was contrary to me. Hallelujah. So God wasn't really sending me to save or redeem Iceland. God was sending me to Iceland that he might redeem me. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Oh, we always go out thinking we're going to save the world. Hallelujah. When it's not the world that God is interested in. God is interested in a people that would divest themselves of their position of inheritance and encourage the development of growth of the seed that has been impregnated in our womb, our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Last verse in this chapter, verse 16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
John chapter 1.
Johannes Ongel Marafant. Johannes Ongel Marafant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read here. Verse 6, chapter 1. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Marafant, the good of the distillate, is Nanath in the middle. Kaziabere Talaka.
The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to jump down to verse 14. And the Word. It made a transition. It changed from something verbal. It changed from something that was invisible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it didn't change into something that was celestial. Hallelujah. Hello.
Hello.
The Word was made flesh. My flesh, your flesh, his flesh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And dwelt among us.
And
we beheld his glory. The glory as only the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, verse 16. And of his fullness, that's Jesus. Hallelujah. Not in his mortal position of reference. but in his immortal position of living. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to go back up to verse
12.
But as many as receive him, receive him, and to receive what? Verse 16, and of his fullness have all we received. Hallelujah. But as many as receive him, to them, that's to you, to everyone in this room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, gave he, Jesus Christ, power.
Amen.
No, that he would be us. Power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Even to them that believe on his name. Brethren, when the Hebrew and the Greeks translated the Bible, or they wrote the Bible, they didn't write it in the language we now speak. And when the Jew spoke the name, spoke the word that said name, it was not indicative of what the name of the person was. It wasn't John. It wasn't Harry. It wasn't Jamal. It was not indicative of the name that was on the person that represented or brought the identity of that person to your mind. Name means nature. You don't get it, do you? Name means nature. You have a choice. Every day, hundreds of times a day, to make a decision as to what nature you are going to believe. Am I going to believe the nature of Jamal? In a given situation, is Jamal going to trust on Jamal? Or is there yet another nature in Jamal that is not the nature of Jamal or the name by which he is called? Hallelujah. There's a word in Revelation that says there is a name that no man knoweth. A name that Jesus Christ himself shall declare at the end of the day. So, in a given situation, what is it that I am going to trust in? What is it that I am going to rely on? And what is it that I am going to cling to? And whatever it might be will determine what I will be at the end of the day. And what God believes I deserve that which I will get.
እግዚአብሔር ለኔ ያለውን ነገር ለይቼ ካወቅኩኝ ፍጻሜ ላይ ደርሳለሁ.
God bless you.
እግዚአብሔር ይባርካችሁ. Hallelujah. እንጸልይ ሁላችንም ክብር ለኢየሱስ ይሁን. We can pray together. Hallelujah. እግዚአብሔር አባታችን በኢየሱስ ስም ይባረክ. ስለዚህ ጊዜ ስለዚህ ሰዓት እናመሰግናለን. ክብር ሁሉ በኢየሱስ ስም ላንተ ይሁን. እግዚአብሔር እንደተናገርከን የተጣለን ስራ ይሁን. እንደተናገርከን በውስጣችን ያለው መንፈስ የአርነት መንፈስ የነጻነት መንፈስ የሚሰራ መንፈስ በአለም ይያለን ዓለምን የምናሸንፈው መንፈስ ከዓለም ምርኮን የምንናጠቅበት መንፈስ ስለሆነ አመሰግናለሁ. እግዚአብሔር ሆይ ከዓለም እንድናወጣ አይደለም የጸለይከልን ኢየሱስ በአለም ይያለን እንድንጠበቅ በአለም ይያለን እንድንከለል በአለም ይያለን እንድንጋረድ የማለድከልን ኢየሱስ ስም ይባረክ. ዓለምን ሰጣን ጌታ ቃለ ደግሞ ፈጣሪ መሆኑን አየን. ሃሌሉያ. ቃለ ነጻ የሚያወጣ መሆኑን አየን. ሃሌሉያ. ቃለ ገና ያልተደረሰባቸውን ዩኒቨርሶችን ሁሉ ያስተብረከሩትን ሁሉ የሚሰራ መሆኑን አየን. ጌታ ሳካራ ሻፖራቦስ ኦ ካቲና ማሻካ ዲያቶ ሳኪያላ ባንቶራ. ሃሌሉያ. ክብር ለኢየሱስ ይሁን. ሃሌሉያ. እናንተ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ አርነት የሚያወጣው እዚህ አለ. አሜን. የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ሰራተኛው እዚህ አለ. እግዚአብሔር ሁሉ ጊዜ በስራ ላይ ነው. ሃሌሉያ. እስቲ እግዚአብሔር ባንተ ላይ ሰራተኛ መሆኑን አውጪ. እግዚአብሔር ባንተ ላይ ሰራተኛ መሆኑን አውጪ ባክ. እግዚአብሔር በእኔ ላይ ሰራተኛ ነው በሉ ጉባኤው. ሃሌሉያ. ሻኖ ስታኪያ እግዚአብሔር በእናንተ